It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy.
Yeah.
I have a problem at my house.
Yeah, and at your work desk.
And at my work desk.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of at my wit's end.
Yeah, it's maggots.
No, it's not maggots.
Not this time. Okay, not this time around it's the maggots. No.
Oh, I did have to wash the maggots out of my wheelie bin last week.
Why? Have you got so many maggots around?
Everyone has maggots in the wheelie bin.
I haven't seen maggots in years.
The bins didn't get collected because of the cyclone. They built up.
Don't blame Alfred for this.
It's Alfred's fault. But that's not what my problem is because I got rid of those. I have an ant problem. They are everywhere.
Yeah, the ants are after the maggots.
No, so many people I've spoken to are saying they're having the same problem.
No.
Ants just popping up in weird parts of the house, like my bathroom, my kitchen, even in my bedroom.
All the places where you keep food.
No,
it's crazy.
I don't keep food in my bathroom. So I am at my wit's end. I don't know how to get rid of them. Luckily, we have friends, Tazzy.
We do. Friends of the show.
Friends in high places. Garth from Accurate Pest Management. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Ellie. How are you?
Look, I'm good, but can you hear the desperation in my voice?
I can.
It seems like, is this a
Don't
thing?
Don't fall for it, Garth. She's trying to bat her eyelids through the radio.
No,
don't let her do this.
I'm not.
Works on me every time, Tazzy.
Stop it. Is it a thing that everyone in the coast has ant problems, or is it just me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned Cyclone Alfred. Funnily enough, the old wives' tale is the ants go to high ground when rain's coming. And of course, we've just had a couple of pretty wet periods with the cyclone and, of course, last weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So there is certainly an ant problem. To be honest with you, I'm up in Hervey Bay at the moment at our business up there, and they're up here as well. So
really?
It's a challenge, yes.
Oh, thank God. So I'm not a dirty, dirty bird.
No, but you might not, you know, when you're having a few bickies and you leave a few crumbs around, you need to pick them up.
So I went through Ellie's work desk, actually, just before this chat, Garth.
Okay.
We've got a half-eaten Mars bar from about six months ago. Will the ants like that?
Yeah, the sugar ants will go for that, I think, yeah.
There was the last mouthful of a burrito or something stuffed into the second drawer.
Yeah, the protein ants will go for that.
Yep.
Okay, I admit, my work desk is a bit messy.
It's filthy.
But
oh, mouldy coffee. Would they like a mouldy coffee, Gareth?
Okay. No, they're not normally into coffee.
Okay.
Taz.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's not.
Yeah, I'm not into mouldy coffee either.
No, but my home is quite clean because my partner's very clean, so he keeps it clean.
Dan.
So, Garth, can we like just put out a thing of bicarb soda or something and they'll eat it and die? Like, how do I get rid of it?
You can try a few different things, Ellie. Like some of the wives' tales are around the things like leaving a piece of citrus peel, lemon, lime, orange on your windowsill.
Okay.
They don't like that. They talk about putting a chalk line and they won't cross the chalk line. But to be honest with you, you really need to get someone professional.
So the Mars bar's on the ground. I could just draw a little chalk line around the dead Mars bar on the ground. Would that work?
Well, you can give it a try, Taz. It won't kill the ants, but it may stop them getting you to your Mars bar.
Well, that's the priority, really.
Yeah.
but look, you know, obviously there's a number of products you can buy from various outlets like Bunnings, etc. Mm-hmm. A lot of pest companies treat ants together with cockroaches, spiders, and silverfish. We actually do a separate ant treatment, which is designed to not kill the ants immediately. It's designed to get the chemical back to the nest and eradicate the nest. But as I say, by all means, give a crack to something you can buy from a hardware shop. And if that doesn't work, give your professional pestie a call.
Love it.
And his name is Garth from Accurate Pest Management.
If you want to ring Accurate, I'll look after you.
Oh, good. Well, you know what? You're probably going to be getting a call from me very soon, Garth.
Garth's just going to come around, eat the rest of your Mars bar and call it a
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
Job done.
It's hidden now.
No, I'm more interested in the burrito, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh,
yeah.
No, you wouldn't be. Not if you've seen it, Garth.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.